Good evening, Hamilton. This is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5. And tonight, it's just me. It's just Simon. Mark is taking a well-deserved vacation time off this week. And I'm here by myself for the first time, actually. This is my first solo show. So welcome. I hope I can keep things together for you. So actually, tonight's show is going to be all about me. I'm going to make it all about me. If you're a regular listener, you may have noticed that a few weeks ago, I was away for a couple of weeks. Mark was here by himself, and that's because I was lucky enough to be able to go on a vacation with my family to see some of my other family, and we made it all the way to sunny California for a really excellent couple of weeks. And tonight is going to be the audio version of me giving like my holiday slides. I'm going to make you sit through and watch all my holiday slides for those of you who maybe are a little younger. In the old days when we had film cameras and everybody didn't have a camera in their pocket all the time in the form of a cell phone, your family members would go on vacation, your friends and your neighbors. And then when you came back, it was a big deal to show slides of your holidays. I actually think it happens more on the movies and the TVs than it did in real life. But anyway, so we started off with the Mamas and the Papas, classic California band, singing about California, California Dreamin', and that song appears in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and also the movie starring Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, called San Andreas. So lucky for you, since I did get to vacation in California and I did actually go to Hollywood as well as some other places, there's a lot of soundtrack related places that I went and things that I saw. So so don't worry. I think it's going to be interesting. I hope it's going to be interesting for you. I'm going to start off or continue on here with a song from Despicable Me 2. I did get a chance to visit Universal Studios theme park in California and saw some really cool stuff, including a bunch of Minions and Despicable Me related things. So here it is, Pharrell Williams, Happy from Despicable Me 2. All right. That's the Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. And if you are paying attention to what I said before, you're probably wondering, since this show is all about my vacation in California, why I am playing the Beastie Boys from New York and a song about going to Brooklyn. Well, as I mentioned, I got a chance to visit Universal Theater or Universal Studios theme park. That's also right like on their back lot, right on their studio. So you get to see some of the working studio too. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But a big part of the theme park is dedicated to the franchise of animated movies called The Secret Life of Pets, which takes place in New York. And there's also a lot of New York connections at the studio. There's a theme park. There's a sort of street that's supposed to make look like an old-time New York street with the yellow cab and actors sticking their heads out the window. And there's a part of the back lot that's often used to substitute for New York. So I thought that'd be a great song to play because it's a great song and by a great band. All right. Another one of the big Universal franchises that is part of the studio tour, there's sort of a ride you go on, which was really cool. It's sort of 3D immersive. You drive the tram into this big studio, and then the tram becomes part of the ride, and there's big screens. There's a Fast and Furious ride, and it's pretty cool. I'm not a huge Fast and Furious fan. The most recent one, I think, is number 10. There's some pretty silly stuff. They take a Pontiac Fiero, a spoiler alert, turn it down for a sec, but they take a Pontiac Fiero into space in the latest one. So they're reaching, they're stretching. And I'll play a tune from the very first Fast and Furious movie. Right at the end, when they're having a barbecue, they're listening to this great tune. This tune is, of course, Santana, Evil Ways, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
You got to change your evil ways. This is Indie 101.5.
But you knew that already.
We're Hamilton's home for alternative.
Oh, yeah, Jailhouse Rock by the Blues Brothers, the show band of Jolly Jake and Elwood Blues. And again, if you're listening earlier, I mentioned that these songs were inspired by my vacation to California recently. And so you're probably asking yourself, or you're asking me, although I can't hear you because I can't hear you through the radio, even though you can hear me. You're probably wondering, like, the Blues Brothers, what the hell does that have to do with California? It was filmed in Chicago. The Blues Brothers are from Chicago, that kind of thing. Well, I was at Universal Studios, and it is a Universal picture. And actually, it wasn't entirely filmed in Chicago. The backlot tour that you – or the studio tour that you can take takes you through their backlot. Unfortunately, they were filming that day, so we weren't able to actually go all the way through it. But we did go past it. And this scene in the Blues Brothers where Carrie Fisher blows up the hotel that the Blues Brothers are staying in, or that's sort of Elwood's place that he lives. I use the term hotel loosely. It's more of a hostel. That was filmed in the back lot and in the studio, that scene in the hotel. So there you go. Also in that same back lot is a very famous building with a clock tower on it. It's used in a lot of movies, but most famously, it's used in Back to the Future. And it's also the same set that they use for Gremlins. Anyway, from the Universal Picture, Back to the Future, here we have Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love. I'm sorry. You're just too darn loud. Sorry. All right. Of course, it's never too darn loud to hear Huey Lewis in the News right here on 101.5 and Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. But I had to fulfill Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show tradition and say and quote Huey Lewis's line from the movie right after we played the song. That's for you, Mark, because I know that's what you like to do. All right. So a little confession I got to make. This is my first solo show, so I had this whole awesome segue set up, and then I tried to get fancy and play a station ID, and then I played the songs in a different order than I had originally planned. So I was originally going to play Power of Love first, and then I was going to play Jailhouse Rock, and then I was going to say, and speaking of jails, okay, it not only is Jailhouse Rock about jails. I should mention that just this past weekend was the first ever Blues Brothers convention or Blues Brothers Con. It was held at the old Joliet prison. The Blues Brothers played, the real Blues Brothers, that is Jim Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. I think Steve Cropper joined them. I would have liked to go to that. Unfortunately, couldn't, as it was in Chicago, and I am not there. But maybe next year if there's another one. But also, speaking of jails, there is a movie set in San Francisco called The Rock. And of course, The Rock refers to the Alcatraz prison. It does not star The Rock. It stars Sean Connery and Nick Cage. And this song was in it. This is Scott McKenzie, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair on Indie 101.5 and Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle
harbinger of haggis, beautiful, bemused, bellicose butcher, untrusting, unknowing, unlove, Ed. Wants you back, he screams into the night air like a fireman going through a window that has no fire. Ah! accept the passion of his heart. I am lonely. It's really hard. This poem sucks.
Can't get enough? Then listen online wherever you go. Indy1015.ca.
All right, there she goes by the Boo Radleys here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5. Before I forget, I'm going to remind you that you can listen online at Indy 101.5, or I think it's just Indy 101.5.ca, and you can also check out older shows. We're not always getting them up, and we're not always getting them recorded, but we try, and if you go to our Mixcloud account. So if you go to Mixcloud.com and just look up Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, you can check out older shows. And also if you go to our Facebook page, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5, you can get some links to that Mixcloud there and some other information. Although I have to say we've been a little bit neglectful lately. All right. So let's break down what we just heard. We heard This Poem Sucks by Mike Myers from So I Married an Axe Murderer. And what does that have to do with my California vacation? Well, that movie was set in San Francisco. That's about it. I was searching for movies that were set in San Francisco because I spent a good portion of my holiday in San Francisco. And San Francisco is a super hip and happening place. And if you get a chance to visit, I strongly suggest you do so. The Boo Radleys there was also from So I Married an Axe Murderer. All right, so we're going to move on from San Francisco, and we're going to move on – well, actually, we're not going to quite move on from San Francisco, sort of. We're going to move to Hawkins, Indiana. And you're, again, probably wondering what this has to do with California. Well, while I was in San Francisco, I was able to check out the Stranger Things experience, and it was super cool. If you get a chance to go, I think there's one coming to Toronto. I don't know if it'll be the same, but check it out. It's a super interactive, immersive experience. I don't want to give anything away. they're pretty protective of what it's like. You can't take pictures and stuff while you're in there. So, well, you can take pictures of the sort of the second part, which I'll tell you about, is they have recreations of a lot of the sets that you can get your picture taken with. And they have like a video store or whatever, a family video or whatever it was called. They have like a false one set up, but you can buy stuff. And the people that are the cashiers and the ice cream scoopers at Scoops, they bring you through and they scoop your ice cream, but they're also actors. And if you start talking to them about, you know, what movies they like and stuff, they'll tell you that they like movies from the 80s or whatever year, I think it's 1986 or whatever that Stranger Things takes place in. So definitely super cool. You should check it out if you get a chance. I think there's one coming to Toronto. So from Stranger Things, I'm sort of focusing on season 3 because I think that's where the experience was supposed to meant to happen. So I won't be playing any Kate Bush tonight for you. But I thought that we should play some Beach Boys. Where did it go? You know what? I'm going to play something else first and I'll find the Beach Boys for you a sec. So from Stranger Things season 3, we're going to have Things Can Only Get Better by Howard Jones. Here we go. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, and this is Indie 101.5. We'll be right back. All right, there, I found the Beach Boys for you. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. It's just Simon tonight, though, but it's still Mark's show, so don't worry, he'll be back sometime soon. And we are on Indie 101.5 right here at Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. And we just heard the Beach Boys' Don't Worry Baby that was included on the Stranger Things soundtrack, and it was also on Good Morning Vietnam. And I am talking about all things California tonight, and the Beach Boys, of course, are synonymous with California. So I had to play some Beach Boys for you. All right. We are going to move out of San Francisco now completely. We're going to move down the coast to – or up the coast, I guess, to Hollywood, California. When were we there? We were there for the afternoon and it was hot. But we got on a double-decker bus with no roof and got even hotter. And toured around Hollywood. And one of the stops or one of the sites that we are told by the recording on the bus was that there was a particular record store where a particular band liked to buy a lot of cheap booze before they made it. This band, you might have guessed already or maybe not, it was Guns N' Roses. And Guns N' Roses was featured heavily in the recent movie Thor, Love and Thunder. I thought it was a great use of the soundtrack. I thought it was a great movie. I know not everybody loved it, but I thought that was a great movie. Another great one from I don't know. Mark's not here to help me. Takini Watiti? I don't remember. I'm sorry. I can't say his name right. I always screw it up. But anyway, he's a great director, and he chose some great songs, including this one. Here we got Guns N' Roses' Paradise City on right here on NE105. All right. Won't you please take me home, Paradise City, by Guns N' Roses, in honor of the fact that I saw their favorite liquor store while I was on a Hollywood tour. Yeah, there we go. Also from Thor, Love and Thunder. All right. So while I was on vacation, I got to see some cool stuff. Like I mentioned, I got to be in San Francisco. I got to be in a fake Hawkins, Indiana. I got to be in L.A. and Hollywood. I also got to be in Hogsmeade from Harry's Potter, and we also got to be Blackspire Base at Disneyland Galaxy's Edge, so that was really cool. We got to see a recreation of Springfield, the Simpsons set, also at Disneyland. But, you know, I wanted to play – I was trying to figure out something to play in that, and I mean, there's lots of stuff, I guess, from The Simpsons, but in the recent years, Disney has tried to make, successfully, movies from their inspired by their rides. So, of course, we have the whole Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, which I have ridden twice now, actually. Last time we went, and this time we went to California, we did that. And this time I also rode the Jungle Cruise ride, which of course, well, maybe you don't know, is been made into a movie called Jungle Cruise, and you can watch it on Disney Plus, and it is starring The Rock. Again, we got more Rock in here. So from the movie Jungle Cruise, we have CCR, Run Through the Jungle, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. That's Run Through the Jungle by CCR from the movie Jungle Cruise, which is based off the Disney ride, which was pretty fun. We had a great tour guide on that bus on that boat, I should say, and he made some really bad jokes, but they were really funny. All right, we're going to end things off tonight with the classic surf song Wipeout by the Surfaris. Of course, what's more Californian than some surfing music? The movie, it's been used in tons of movies. Stranger Things, Toy Story 2, Dirty Dancing, Herbie Fully Loaded, The Sandlot, I don't know how many others. So this is to end off our California evening here. We got the Surfaris and Wipeout. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Until then, please be excellent to each other.
man? I'm good. Not really.